Welcome to the Marshfield TV Weekly Update, where every Tuesday we at MCTV keep you up to speed on things happening in the studio as well as around town. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill. Now let's get into it. This Friday, the North-South River Watershed Association will be holding another Fall Foliage Boat Tour. Enjoy stunning scenery while you take this leisurely two-hour tour up the North River. The cost is $50 for members and $75 for non-members. Space is limited to six, so contact the North-South River Watershed Association at 781-659-8168 or email info@nsrwa.org to register. Don't miss out on the Marshfield Center trick-or-treat. Start off at noon at the library with a not-so-spooky story time, then walk around the center trick-or-treating and taking part in Halloween fun. There will be pumpkin carving at the Dandelion Park, you can get your nails painted at Beautitia Salon Nails and Spa, there will be cupcake decorating at Star Market and cookie decorating at Veronica Sweet Cakes, and it all leads up to a costume contest and parade at the Kids at Play Playground next to the library at 3:30. While you're walking around, make sure to stop at Peppermint Twist for a free trick-or-treat bag. Ocean Village Books will have spooky stories and free children's books. Halloween hair coloring at Sports Clips, and temporary tattoos and craft at Blush Color Studio inside Salon de Suites. There will be complimentary cider at Cyrus 11 and coloring contest at the Marshfield Recreation. Meet Scoop and Cookie at Sweet Frog or get your face painted at the Papagino's pop-up tent outside of Marshall's and get half-price blizzards at Dairy Queen. You can listen to the newest episode of our podcast, Is This Thing On?, where Executive Director John Grabowski spoke with Jeff Lavery, the Public and Media Relations Manager at Cox Communications, to talk about the cable industry, public relations, and journalism. Just go to marshfieldtv.podbean.com to listen. Now over to the library. On Wednesday at 11 is Family Storytime. This half-hour story program gives parents, caregivers, and children ages 6 and under the opportunity to enjoy books, songs, rhymes, and movement activities followed by a playtime. It also reinforces early literacy skills to help children get ready to read. No registration is required for this program. Then at 7, the Ventress Memorial Library Cultural Series continues with the Gravestone Girls Tour of Marshfield Cemeteries. The Gravestone Girls will give an adult-oriented presentation about New England cemetery art, history, and symbolism. This virtual tour will take you from colonial burial grounds through the rural cemetery movement of the 19th century and into the 21st century locations. They will discuss why we have cemeteries and gravestones, why they look the way they do, and how styles and art have evolved over almost 400 years. This event is free and open to the public. Cider and candy corn will be served, and Halloween costumes are optional. You can get more information at gravestonegirls.com. Then on Thursday at 1:30 is the Big Board Game Early Release Event. Come play with giant board games. Try out Jumbo Connect 4, Huge Tic-Tac-Toe, Big Chutes and Ladders, and Gargantuan Go Fish, and other favorites. Pizza and snacks and prizes will be provided. 7th to 12th graders only, and registration is required. Then at 2 is Storycraft for ages 4 to 6, where kids listen to stories and create a craft based on a weekly theme. Later at 4:30 is Dungeons & Dragons, Horde of the Dragon Queen. Miniatures, dice, and snacks are provided. This event is for 7th to 12th graders. Want to create a character or learn more about D&D before registering? Email cgluck@ocln.org for more information. Then on Saturday at noon, show up in your costume to kick off the Marshfield Center trick-or-treat with a special story time in the children's room at the library. Then on Monday next week at 9:30 a.m. is Song Time for Littles. This song session is geared towards kids up to age 2 and their caregivers. There will be songs, movement, toys, and lots of fun. After that at 10:30 is Tales for Tots, a story time geared towards kids 2 to 5 for kids and their caregivers. There will be songs, movement, stories, and a toy time. Later at 4, the library's adult writing group will be meeting. Write spontaneously in whatever style or format you feel most comfortable. This event will be facilitated by librarian Chris Woods and local author Bob McNulty. Then on Tuesday next week at 9:30 a.m. is the Baby Lap Sit. Enjoy time together with other parents, caregivers, and babies to learn, play, and develop language and motor skills. Come prepared to sit on the floor one-on-one with your pre-walking baby in your lap. Then at 11 is Family Storytime. This half-hour story program gives parents, caregivers, and children ages 6 and under the opportunity to enjoy books, songs, rhymes, and movement activities together, followed by a playtime. It also reinforces important early literacy skills to help children get ready to read. No registration is required for this program. Now over to Town Hall. On Thursday, the Council on Aging Senior Center Expansion Outreach Committee will meet at 10 a.m. Then at 3:45 is the Governor Winslow School Council meeting. Then on Tuesday, the 30th, the Council on Aging Strategic Planning Committee meets at 11, followed by the Conservation Commission meeting at 7. And that's all for this week. I'd like to remind you that Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we're always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you're looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk to me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. You can also help support us by calling your state representative and asking them to support public access television. Make sure to listen in next week for more information about things happening at MCTV and around Marshfield. Now for a fact about Marshfield. Alden Road was named after pilgrim John Alden. John Alden was a crew member on the Mayflower, and from 1633 until 1675, he was assistant to the governor of the Plymouth Colony, and frequently served as acting governor. Alden lived to be the last survivor of the signers of the Mayflower Compact. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.